Welcome to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast in English for August 28th, 2020. For English, dial 857-385-7066.
日本語の方は857-385-7319 857-385-7319へお電話ください。
한국어로들으시려면이번호를누르십시오857-385-7658
Para español, marca 857-385-7750
Hi, my name is Scott Oshima, and I will be your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast.A special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. Brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, in partnership with Tuesday Night Project and Rafu Shimpo. Have a stretch, hear haiku poems, listen to songs by local musicians, and hear cute local news, all made just for you. Join us for a new episode every 2 weeks.Let's get started with Radio Taiso, or Radio Exercises, with pianist Makiko Hirata. Follow Makiko's instructions, or just have a light stretch in any way that is comfortable for you. Stand, sit, or just enjoy the music.
Here we are. It's time for Radio Taiso. First, stand tall and stretch your whole body.Ready? One, two, and back, down. Stretch your back. Next, arms and legs. One, two, three, four. Arms to the side and bend the knees. Repeat once more. Three, four, five, six. Now arms revolving. First one way, then the other.Arms outstretched, repeat once more. One, two, three, four. Legs spread out. Now the chest. Swing the arms to the side and slowly up again. Five, six. Chest spread widely. One, two, three, four, five, six. Next, arm bends.First the left and back again, then the right and back again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now forward bend. With rhythmic bounces, bend three times. Then hands on your hips, bend backward, then up again. One, two, three, four, five.Six. Now swing your arms and twist your body. Left, right, left, right. Then diagonally to the back. And once again. Right, left, right, left. Five, six. Feet together now. Arms and legs. Arms up, arms down with strong, sharp moves. Up, arms down. One, two, three, four, five, six.Now feet apart. Bend forward twice toward the left foot, then up and open wide. Next down to the right and back up again. Once again, two, three, four, five, six. Now rotate your whole body. Stretch the arms to their full length and make a full circle. And the same thing the other way.Be sure to stretch those hip muscles. Five, six, feet back together, and now jump. One, two, three, four, open, close, one, two, three, four, five, six, arms and legs. One, two, three, four, arms and knees moving together. One, two, three, four, five, six, and we end with deep breath. Slowly in and slowly out. Five, six, and one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Good job.
Thank you, Makiko. Now welcome Kenji Liu, reading a haiku from our Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. These haiku poems are submitted and written by people just like you.
This week's haiku is from Matsuo Basho's collection, The Narrow Road to Oku, or Oku no Hosomichi, written in 1689. It goes, Shizuka saya iwa ni shimi iru semi no koe. How still it is here, stinging into the stones, the locusts trill. Basho wrote five travel diaries, and The Narrow Road to Oku is a record of his fifth and final journey. Since this week in California, we've been experiencing an intense heat wave coupled with major wildfires. I chose this haiku that evokes midsummer in Japan. It's the kind of heat and humidity so overpowering that everything is completely still, except for one thing. The ever-present locust's intense trill rises and falls during these summer days, a sound that is simultaneously weirdly comforting and sets your teeth on edge. Again, the haiku. How still it is here, stinging into the stones, the locusts trill.
Thanks, Kenji. Now's your chance to get creative while staying at home. Submit your original haiku to the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge by emailing haiku@jacc.org. That's haiku@jacc.org, or texting or leaving a message at 626-789-5269. That's 626-789-5269. And be sure to include your name and city. Now, here are some of the latest news updates and some cute local stories from our very own 117-year-old Rafu Shimpo Daily News. Remember that these are only recorded once every 2 weeks. For the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030.
Welcome to Rafu for You, a partnership of the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center, Sustainable Little Tokyo, and the Rafu Shimpo. This is Mikey Hirano Kolros of the Rafu Shimpo, and I hope this podcast finds you well and safe. On August 21st, the U.S. Postal Service debuted a new first-class forever stamp, adorned with delicate flowers and in gold script, a simple message: thank you.
Who would have thought that in 2020, buying postage would be a form of activism?
Yeah.
You know, I definitely didn't see this coming, but I'm so honored to, you know, have created something that enables people to support the USPS right now in a very practical way.
The stamp's humble design is the work of Brooklyn-based graphic artist Dana Tanamachi, who first created it 5 years ago. With all the controversy swirling around the management of the Postal Service ahead of this November's presidential election, Rafu Shimpo senior editor Gwen Muranaka spoke with Tanamachi about her finding herself playing at least a small part in what has become a major point of focus for this nation.
It's a perfect time to have a discussion about arts and the Postal Service.
I agree. I couldn't believe the timing. I was like, wow, this is really timely. So I was very honored by the timing of the release.
Tanamachi's career took off after some chalk drawings at a friend's housewarming party in 2009 garnered wide attention and led to an assignment for Google. Since then, the Houston native has created designs for the Oprah magazine, Nike, Starbucks, Instagram, Target, and even Michelle Obama. She said her artistic inspiration is her grandmother, Mitzi, who passed away this month at age 97 from COVID-19.
You know, to me, she has been my greatest muse and inspiration, and she knows that. And so it's just another way to honor her and say thank you, really, literally.
Yeah.
Tanamachi said designing a postage stamp was one of her bucket list assignments, and its release and the message couldn't be more timely.
What I love about the fact that it's a thank you stamp is think about all the people we have to thank. Mm. I mean, 2020 has been so unexpected in so many ways. And, you know, for the first part of it, you know, we were thanking the firefighters in Australia for putting out these wildfires. Then we were thanking essential workers and medical workers, you know, here in New York City, transit workers, all these essential workers. So now the people that we have, that we get to thank, are people who are leading in the civil rights arena and people who are fighting for equality and justice and, you know, that Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. And now we're wanting to say thank you to the postal workers.
Yes.
It's like just these different groups of people keep popping up, and we have more thank yous to give and say than ever.
Dana Tanamachi's U.S. postage stamp is available at your local post office and on the USPS website. You can find more information about the artist and her work at tanamachistudio.com. That'll do it for this time round. Thanks for listening, and do take care.
Thanks, Rafu Shimpo. Once again, remember, for the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com. That's RafuShimpo. Or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030. Now lean back, relax, and listen to some music and a message from one of the many wonderful musicians in our community. These songs were recorded just for you, Little Tokyo. And now, here's Niall Taro Ferguson with the song Les Temps des Cerises, or Time of the Cherries.
Hi, Little Tokyo. My name is Niall Taro Ferguson, and I'm a cellist and composer based in Los Angeles. I'm 26 years old, and I've lived in LA my entire life. I grew up in Santa Monica and attended UCLA, where I studied cello performance and music composition. The piece I'm sharing with you today is called Les Temps des Cerises, or The Time of Cherries, which was written in France in 1866 by Jean-Baptiste Clément and Antoine Reynard. I don't speak French, so I apologize for my bad pronunciation. I performed all the instrumental parts myself, on cello, baritone ukulele, and double bass. To be honest, I don't have a particular connection to this piece or a reason why I chose to record a version of it. I really just needed to take my mind off of things in the midst of all that's transpired in the last several months. I didn't even know what the song was about until recently. I actually enjoyed that the lyrics are in a language that I don't understand, because it allowed me to focus on the musical content and bask in the song's sunny simplicity. This little project reminded me how important it is to take time to oneself. Our collective media saturation has made it feel impossible to be informed enough. I do believe it is extremely important to stay connected as our global circumstances continue to develop. I also believe, however, that this information bombardment can profoundly affect one's mental health, and the importance of taking breaks from social media and the news cannot be overemphasized. This project served as a respite for me, and I hope it can bring you a little peace and quiet today as well. Thank you.
thanks again to our incredible community musicians. And now we want to hear from you. Call us to submit your haiku poem for the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. Let us know what song you want to hear next, or share a message with Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. We'll share some calls and requests on the next podcast episode. Give us a call at 626-789-5269. That's 626-789-5269. Or email Alma at aguzman@jacc.org. That's aguzman@jacc.org. To end today's episode, here is Chester Ike playing an ukulele rendition of Akatonbo, or Red Dragonflies. Thank you for listening to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Check back every 2 weeks for new episodes made just for you. This podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, our community partners, Rafu Shimpo and Tuesday Night Project, and our generous funders, the Kresge Foundation and the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. We are wishing you all health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott Oshima signing off from the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Talk to you soon.